A 1,250% capital rule could lock U.S. banks out of Bitcoin. Six Republican senators have asked U.S. bank regulators to rewrite a capital rule that, in practice, makes it uneconomic for a federally regulated bank to hold Bitcoin on its own balance sheet. The request, reported by Crypto Slate on June 6, 2026, centers on a single number from the Global Basel Framework, a 1,250% risk weight applied to direct Bitcoin exposure. That figure sounds abstract until you run it through a bank's capital math. A 1,050% risk weight multiplied by the standard 8% minimum capital requirement lands at a 100% capital charge. A bank holding $100 million in Bitcoin would have to set aside $100 million in capital against it. No leverage, no offset, dollar for dollar. A risk weight that erases the economics capital is the most expensive thing a bank carries, so a 100% charge changes the calculation entirely. Banks do not run to the regulatory floor. Most target internal ratios closer to 12%, which pushes the capital tied up against that same $100 million position to roughly $150 million. To earn a 12% return on equity on that block of capital, the activity would need to generate about $18 million in annual net profit. Custody fees, trading spreads, and client service revenue rarely clear that bar. The result is not a ban. A bank can legally hold Bitcoin. The rule just makes the return on capital so poor that no profit-seeking institution chooses to, which produces the same outcome through arithmetic rather than prohibition. That gap between allowed and worth doing is the whole fight. For ordinary users, the practical read is straightforward. As long as the capital treatment stays where it is, banks are unlikely to compete for crypto custody or spot Bitcoin services, leaving exchanges, dedicated custodians, and self-custody wallets as the main routes to hold and spend the asset. Six senators and a letter to three regulators. The senators sent their letter on May 27 to the three agencies that write U.S. bank capital rules, Federal Reserve Vice Chair for supervision, Michelle Bowman, FDIC Chair Travis Hill, and Comptroller of the Currency Jonathan Gould. They urge the regulators to revise the capital treatment that makes bank-held Bitcoin economically unviable, arguing that the current approach pushes illegal activity out of the regulated banking system for reasons unrelated to actual risk. The letter is advocacy, not a rule change. U.S. regulators are not bound to act on it, and any revision to capital treatment would run through a formal rulemaking process with comment periods. The senators do not set the number. They are asking the agencies that do to reconsider it. Regulators already cracked the door in 2025. The request does not arrive in a vacuum. Through 2025, all three banking agencies softened their posture toward crypto. The OCC cleared national banks to provide crypto custody and certain stablecoin activities in March 2025. The FDIC said the same month that supervised banks could take on crypto activities without seeking prior approval. The Federal Reserve withdrew earlier crypto-specific guidance in April 2025. In March 2026, joint guidance gave tokenized securities the same capital treatment as the assets they represent. Each of those moves widened what banks may do. None of them touched the 1,050% weight on Bitcoin itself, which is why the senators singled it out. Permission to custody an asset means little if the capital cost of holding it on the books wipes out the business case. Basel's review and the Clarity Act backdrop, the timing tracks two parallel tracks. The Basel Committee agreed in November 2025 to fast-track a targeted review of its crypto asset standard, which is the source of the 1,250% figure, so the international rule itself may move. Domestically, the push lands while Congress advances the Clarity Act, which would hand banks clearer statutory authority over digital assets. Statutory authority and punitive capital treatment can coexist, and the senators appear to want both questions resolved together rather than leaving banks with the legal right to hold Bitcoin and no economic reason to use it. The stakes reach beyond banks. The institutions best positioned to back regulated crypto products in the United States, from custody to settlement to card programs, are the same ones the capital rule sidelines. Until the number changes, that infrastructure stays with crypto-native firms rather than chartered banks. This is a policy fight at an early stage, not a settled change. Nothing in the letter alters a bank's obligations today, and the 1-250% weight remains in force as of June 6, 2026. Against a backdrop of an extreme fear market with Bitcoin near $6,593, down 4.25% on the day.